New York's ban on single-use plastic bags at grocery stores and other outlets takes effect March 1st, and stores that haven't already made the change are gearing up for it. One food store has never offered its own plastic bags in its 40-year history, and they say no one has been bothered by that. Capital correspondent Karen DeWitt reports.
As you walk through the Honest Weight Food Co-op, you'll notice its emphasis is on healthy foods. There's nuts and grains of all kinds in its large bulk food section, organic ice creams in its freezers, and lots of vegan-friendly cuisine. And the produce? Well, as the sign reads, if it grows, we have it.
Blueberry sale.
On this snowy Tuesday morning, it's fairly calm and quiet, but on weekends and before a holiday, it is jam-packed with shoppers. Full disclosure, I'm a member shopper at the co-op, but I don't currently have anything to do with its inner workings. All of the shoppers here for decades have either brought their own bags, paid a small fee to use a paper bag, or taken their groceries home in one of the used delivery boxes that are piled high in front of the store.
I'm Alex Mitelka, and I'm the marketing manager here at Honest Weight.
Mitelka, who's been with the co-op in various roles for 6 years, says the store supports the plastic bag ban, but he told me it won't be a big transition.
So as you know, there's a lot of controversy about the plastic bag ban coming in on March 1st, and you know, a lot of people are worried about it. So I guess, you know, the question for you is, well, how has the co-op survived all these decades without the plastic bags?
So we're lucky that over half of our shoppers are already using reusable bags. We sell dozens of different kinds. It's kind of a normal thing here. And we really try to provide a lot of options.
The co-op has not always been completely free of plastic bags. Old-timers remember a period in the 1980s where members brought in plastic bags from other stores. But that practice has long since been abandoned.
Been doing this since approximately 2004 now.
Ron Royne works part-time as a cashier. He's checking out groceries for Marsha Larrabee, who works as a volunteer member in the bulk foods department in exchange for a discount on her purchases. The store has various policies to try to encourage the use of reusable bags. Shoppers receive a 5-cent credit for each bag they bring in and use. They can get that amount taken off their bill or get a token worth a nickel to donate to a variety of charities.
I brought in your own bag. Can I give you a bag credit or a token to give to charity?
I like the token to give to.
Okay. Sure. How many bags?
Larrabee says she's used her own cloth reusable bags for years, and she's happy about the new plastic bag ban. But she says she doesn't think the transition is going to be easy for everyone.
I think it's going to be hard. It's a whole new mindset.
But they'll cope, you think?
Yeah. Oh, yes, and I think this is going to be probably the easiest store in the area because we've been on that bandwagon for a long time. It's going to be the big, major grocery stores that will have a problem.
The co-op is also trying to encourage shoppers to not just switch to paper bags as an alternative. Recently, the store upped the price of paper bags to 15 cents. Alex Mitelka, the marketing manager, says people are already using them less.
If anything, we'd love to stop using paper bags altogether at some point, but we don't want to not have something available for people.
Yeah, because otherwise they have to carry out the groceries with their hands.
Right.
Don't want that scenario.
No,
right?
Not at all.
Mitelka says he thinks the new law is going to go a long way towards reducing plastic in the environment. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.
For more on this and other local news stories, you can visit our website, WAER.org.